Millionaires a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me cause she don't know the difference between this and them. Nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Costin. Sit around and grab a drink. You talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me. When it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday. I be locked in.
I didn't do that last time.
I don't ever really do it anymore.
I didn't do that for the Amy. That's why things are all in a kerfuffle.
They're in a kerfuffle. You're right. Huge kerfuffle. Here, the sports show, episode 272.
Wow, 272. That's right. You are listening to the sports show. Remember to please subscribe to the channel at Sports Show Podcast on the Instagram. If you make your way to YouTube, not if, just make your way to YouTube and subscribe to the YouTube channel, Sports Show TV. Look for that blue and white logo. It'll serve you well. Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, CJSW 90.9 FM. You are listening to the greatest radio station of all time. I got to throw something at you.
What you got?
Funding drive coming in a month's time, Mr. Mitch.
Yeah.
Everyone get ready. This is how the CJSW keeps these lights on, employs all the beautiful people, get the volunteers, all these shows, the podcast program. Please open your hearts, help out, keep that in mind. There is going to be a push, a bigger push next month, but you know, it's just a great thing. So, of course, we're always thankful for the opportunity with the CJSW to be able to have this program, the Greek show, the Greek hour that we do as well, and all the other beautiful programs that they've been running for many years. And again, I can't stress enough the people that behind the scenes put it together. You should really see the operation.
Oh, it's big.
It's a big operation. Yeah. But we're here.
Yeah.
We are.
We're here to help.
We're here to help. We're also, before that, merch. We got merch.
Yeah, we do. Okay.
McGuire on Wrestling, the other podcast, the alternate commentary table that we do. Remember, you can go to the McGuire on Wrestling podcast feed. You can listen to our show there, as well as Mike McGuire's show, Team MOW on the Facebook. I got to plug one more thing is that McGuire shop. Get there.
Yeah.
Get there.
Get your shirts while they're hot.
GWO shirts. Merch.
Yeah.
We're pushing it. There's a little sale going on right now, too.
Yeah. Speaking of wrestling, real quick, just we'll put it in your ear. October 27th, Dungeon Wrestling.
Yes.
It's going to be at the Pavilion again. Just throwing it out there. We'll talk to you again about it, but get ready for it. Listen, this is the CJSW show, so we got 30 minutes strong.
Hard stop.
No fooling around, Dimitri.
No.
We go straight.
Whatever happens when the buzzard rings,
yeah.
Game's over.
Game's over. That's it. Doesn't matter. Even if we didn't get that final shot off, doesn't matter. It's over. Let's, we like to banter a little bit.
Sure.
Travis Kelce. I don't know if you heard. Last week didn't play in the first game of the season. but we also left you on a cliffhanger last year when we did our final season finale show. He took a shot with the ever-popular Taylor Swift right now. Gave her a friendship bracelet. Everyone thought it didn't work. We did a segment at the end of the show on the last podcast saying, hey, well, maybe the bracelet didn't work. Maybe some other things like mixtapes and all this stuff that we came up with. Good right. idea, bad idea. Something obviously worked. He listened to the pod. He listened to our ideas. They're dating.
It was just a matter
or of hanging that. Out as the kids
just
call
hanging
it.
Out.
We're just hanging out, Mom,
testing
Dad.
The waters.
Yeah. I like this. I think they could be the biggest celebrity couple right now.
Sports celebrity couple. It could very well be.
I mean, there is no one bigger in this world right now when it comes to music with Taylor Swift. Nobody bigger.
Not
even close.
No one.
And he is the best tight end by far in the NFL.
Yeah.
So when you got the best of the best, this is the best.
It's a good thing that's happening right now.
I'm just saying.
You know, is it up there with the Brady and Giselle status? Not yet. You got
to
work your way into it.
We're probably.
But I like
how
they're taking things a little slow. They're working. We're not swiping right here anymore.
Right.
You know, we're working for it. We're hanging out. We're doing things. Chivalrous.
Well, hey.
Very nice.
And that just to me that just shows me for everyone out there listening, take your shot. You know, Gretzky has that great saying. You score 0% of the shots you don't take. You know?
That's right.
That's it.
That's
Everyone thought the Kelce move didn't work. Worked. Just saying.
Friendship bracelets.
Hey, that's the
way to go. And if you can't get a
go.
Friendship bracelet, try a snap bracelet.
Hey, listen, my niece, give me a call. Send me a text. She makes bracelets. You know what?
No.
This could be your thing. This
there
could
you
be the
go.
Thing.
There you go.
Shameless plug for Marianda. There it is. Let's get over to the NHL. Like, I know it's the offseason. The guys are actually gearing up, getting ready, finishing off those last set of reps before they get onto the ice for a little preseason. And
it's coming up quick. We got a couple weeks away, really.
That's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. But controversy once again rears its ugly head. For somebody that's, let's say, very known to that sort of world, it's you, Mike Babcock. Listen, Mike. You won a few Stanley Cups over in Detroit. Awesome. You know, great. You go over to Toronto. Turns out you're not that great a guy. Turns out you got some, aggression, I think is maybe the best
way. A couple missteps.
Missteps.
In previous years and,
sure.
and during his stint in the organization.
When you got let go from Toronto, a lot of players started coming out and, you know, voicing their displeasure with you, you know, and for a little while, let's call it what it is, you couldn't find a gig. Maybe you didn't want to, or maybe you just couldn't. We're not really sure. I'm going to go with the latter. I'll be quite honest with you.
Fair point.
But the reality is, in this beautiful world of ours, second chances. Everyone gets a second chance, but that's what you get. A second chance. So the Columbus Blue Jackets say, hey, we're in the running of giving guys second chances. You know, a guy named John Goudreau is a good example.
Of course.
We know him here in Calgary. Mike gets hired.
Tortorella.
Great call.
When no one wanted him.
Line A. Another guy.
You know, the Columbus second chances.
That's what they are.
It's a very, very epiphanous organization.
Exactly. So they hire Mike. Controversial, some might say, but they hire him. They bring him in. They're like, listen. The guy's on the sideline. He's got a lot of expertise. He knows the game. Let's bring him in. It's his first week on the job, let's call it. You know what I mean? And what does he do? Here's the thing, and I don't know what to do, but I was telling Dimitri on the way here, you got to be squeaky clean.
You got to do it, man.
You got to be squeaky clean, Mike. So Mike decided, okay, listen, some people don't like my approach. They don't like my motivational tactics. You know how I'm going to get to know my players? I'm going to ask them all. I want to see all your pictures on your phone. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what's happened. The big controversy of the week, and it's become a pretty big story, I'm not going to lie to you. Mike Babcock has been asking his players, both veterans and young, I want to see your phones. Why? Because he feels like, well, if I see that you're fishing, oh, I'm a fisherman too, and blah, 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 and that's how he feels he's going to connect. Me and Dimitri are in a sales role, and that's kind of something they've taught us back in the day. You walk into somebody's office, look around, oh, you got a football trophy? Hey, did you play football? So did I, and blah, 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 that's how you bring. But he's done it where he's gone inside the realm and said, show me your phone. I'm going to put it on my screen behind me and let's talk about it. Well, a lot of veterans and a lot of young people apparently did it, but didn't like the idea and has voiced their displeasure. Dimitri, did Mike do the right thing or the wrong thing here?
I got to tell you, I can't help but think that this is an unfortunate circumstance of generational gap.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I actually believe that this story is blown so far out of proportion.
Oh, it's pretty blown.
That if cooler heads would just prevail, I'd be like, listen, the guy's just trying to connect with his players. Here's a guy who's in his 50s, however old he is, maybe even a bit more. I'm not sure how old he is.
Right.
But he's a tenured coach.
Sure.
Okay?
Absolutely.
A tenured veteran in the National Hockey League. And he's just trying to connect. So he goes, okay, well, you got your phones. I mean, you know, look, what do you want him to do?
Yeah.
Creep your Instagram on your behalf? Okay, he could do that. And then he looks like a creep. And it's a lose-lose over here.
It's a lose-lose.
You know, so he's like, hey, why don't you show me some photos and put it up there? We'll talk about it. I want to get to know you. Maybe we connect. He's trying to bring the team together. Then someone goes on to him and is like, yeah, man, this is weird. No, it's not weird, okay? This isn't creepy grandpa in the corner with the cardigan saying, you know, like it's not like that, everyone.
See,
and he got caught in the crossfire. But Babcock.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, ladies, honey, sugar, babies, you know how I stand on certain things like this.
Right.
Don't give someone a bullet to put in their gun.
That's exactly it. I'm going to go on the opposite here. I agree with you. This has been blown out of proportion, but Mike Babcock has to understand anything and everything he's going to do going forward from the time he was hired was going to be looked upon weird. This was lazy. I'm going to be honest with you. Where you say he could have perused the Nets and went to there and creeped them, he should have. That's literally the way if he cared that much, he should have put a couple hours in and going, oh, okay, Goudreau, let's see. Oh, Fisher guy, okay, yeah. Oh, got traded from the Flames. That happened? Oh, that's weird. Okay, hold on a second. And then, you know, go through the guys and stuff, right?
He's one photo away where he's trying to get to the good.
That's what I'm saying. You know, how many times have you talked to your buddies and you're like, oh, let me show you a picture of my daughter. But you know, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Well, did I take that other picture of, you know, whatever? Yeah,
and you do the phone hide?
Exactly.
You're like, yeah, hold on. I just got to look for it.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, good.
That's why I'm on the other side where I'm like, he just was lazy. He didn't put, he literally showed up to work that day, Dimitri, and he's like, oh my God, today's interview day? Oh, Matt, how am I going to go into this?
Listen. There's always going to be a generational disconnect. I truly believe that if you're over the age of 40 right now, I'm going to say even more, if you're over the age of 50 in today's world, they're making up positions for all sorts of stuff. You got special counsels to special advisors here, there, everywhere the sun.
Very true.
Get a special pop culture PR advisor on how to connect with generations now between 18 and 25. Because a point in case, I was sitting with a prospective client yesterday talking about how their 14-year-old son is on, you know, he's self-sufficient, I can work late, he comes home. Yeah, he's doing his Snapchat, all this stuff. It's a foreign concept to me, right? But it's not a foreign concept.
Right.
So I think that there should be a new position.
You're right.
So to say, listen, hey, Babcock, whoa. Hey, that's not.
That's weird.
You know, a 22-year-old thinks you're being weird, man. So what do I do? You got to slide in the DM.
You got to slide into the DM. That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Don't DM.
Right.
Slide into it.
You know what the next question is? What's DM?
There would be direct message. Oh, so kind of like how we had email.
Right.
Sorta.
Kinda?
So I could just text message. No, not Mike. Mike.
Miss Mikey.
You're missing the point here. But it's you know what? It's a tough gig for this guy. But coming from controversy.
Right.
Well, I think I'm kind of siding with you now. We say don't be lazy. Don't give someone the firepower.
Agreed. But here's what Columbus now, X number two. Okay, this is the funny part that I found hilarious. So when I saw the story, I was like, okay, that's a little off. And it's not that big a deal, but it's just a dumb move. But the dumber move was this. We talked about it. In essence, the John Goudreau leaving Calgary. You know how I feel about it. I'm not very happy with him. But I know Calgary fans are going to give him a standing ovation next time he's in Calgary. So I digress. I'm in the wrong, apparently. Anyways. But the one thing I know that everyone can agree with, he's not a leader. But he's a leader. Like, because he's the best player on their team, they're like, well, he's got to be a leader, so whatever. So Las Vegas, just outside of Vegas in Henderson, the NHL said, okay, a whole bunch of players, come over here. We're going to do like a media preseason tour. I want you guys to talk to reporters all across the country. We're going to get you guys all together in a conference. Well, this story blows up, and John Goudreau is the representative for the Columbus Blue Jackets. And he's like, I got destroyed. You should hear some of the reports where he's like, I can't believe this got so blown out of proportion and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, maybe. But if you've got John Goudreau in the, as Dimitri said earlier, in your chamber, as that guy's going to represent your team? No wonder this is still a story.
You know what it,
no
remi- wonder you know what it reminds me of? You remember in My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah.
You know, when the boys, they got, and they had to get the lawyers. So the Karate Kid, remember, he's got Vinny, that's Joe Pesci, who comes in. But then his buddy's like, no, I'm getting the district attorney. Like, no, we're getting some serious help. And he thinks he's the best lawyer. And then he's like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. And he just buckles. That's John Goudreau.
That's what happened.
That's not who you want representing you.
You can imagine he's sitting in front of the camera and he's like, oh, no. It's the Calgary thing all over again.
Yeah, like they're looking and they're saying this. Okay, we either get Amber Heard's lawyers or John Goudreau.
You guys could have went that way. Exactly.
This is tough.
That would have been better representation.
Where's that Shapiro guy?
I'm a big believer that this story had some legs on it, and then the minute John got involved in it, just completely went off the rails.
This is what people are thinking. You know who you get.
Hey.
You get Jake Paul.
That's who you got to get.
You get the
in
Logan
there.
Paul.
That's who.
These are.
Spend the money.
Spend the money.
Get them in there. They would have explained this right fine.
NHL people have to be some of the worst media people on the planet.
Well, you know, when, I got the pictures and, you know, we are taking a look at them and, you know, we're just going to see and do what we got to do.
Sir, you didn't answer a question. I'll ask it again. How did you feel about tonight's game?
Well, you know, so tonight we just in the corners and did what we did and, you know, game by game and next game we'll see where we go.
I can't tell you. We could segment this. We could spend the rest of the 16 minutes on this right here.
Let's go. But we're not going to. You know why? Because last week, the juggernaut is back. Week one, NFL. Yes. You know, it kind of came in slow this year or not as hot. I don't know what it was. I didn't feel that rush of adrenaline like I normally do.
Okay, I was thinking about that. And there was not as much promotion. Usually August is a big push. Networks, commercials, this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking, why didn't I not see anything? And I think I know why.
Right.
It could just be me now.
Sure, let me hear it.
I think they're spending more time on promoting and doing Hard Knocks.
Right.
Than they are the in-mass promotion.
Are you literally in my brain? It is so creepy that you came up with that. Because as I was saying, that's what came into my head.
Really?
It's so weird.
I don't know what to tell you.
But... So week one comes, and I think the other point, and you make a really good point, is the preseason, they're doing them, but none of the major hot players are in it, right? You know, like the superstars are not playing in those games. They don't want to get them hurt. So really, what are you going to promote? You know what I mean? Let's call it what it is.
Agreed.
You know, they're just not, so maybe that's part of it.
The other thing is the NFL knows that they're the NFL.
That's right.
They know that as soon as week one comes, there's going to be no shortage of fantasy football players.
Correct.
There's going to be no shortage of DAZN, Sunday, what do they call that? Red
Sunday
Zone.
Sunday ticket, yeah.
All that jazz. There's going to be no shortage of viewership.
Oh,
right.
Sure.
And then once, because everyone knows, so they have that advantage of how they've positioned themselves as a league.
Couldn't agree more. Let's do a quick recap, really quick. Chicago, I don't know what's wrong with you guys. I mean, Green Bay beat you. We're Green Bay guys, and we're completely baffled by how badly they beat you. So, Chicago, wake up. Do something. I don't know.
I want to point something out really quick, okay? Again, we're Green Bay fans. Obviously, we're going to spend a quick minute on this. I just want to point something out. There comes a point when people are quarterback NFL ready. I'm not saying... Because Jordan Love got one win under his belt. Oh, yes,
right.
We did the right thing. Here we go. All I'm going to say is if you're a Chicago fan and a guy who's 3 years into the NFL looks uneasy compared to a person who's really playing his first game.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're right. Chicago, this was a win for you. This had to have been a win for you.
Had to be.
Interdivisional. Not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good. Dallas. This is when you watch somebody much bigger beating up a little guy. That wasn't nice what you did to New York. That wasn't nice.
No.
It was raining out. It was cold. And you still beat them up pretty badly. Yeah. I didn't like that. Philly, they're 2-0 as of Thursday night. They won their second game. Jacksonville, your dark horse. Looking good. Looks nice.
Listen, when you have options.
That's right.
That's all I'm saying.
Some other teams that should be playing, the Cincinnati and the Baltimore, they'll probably figure it out. Pittsburgh got demolished. But let's talk about the elephant in the room. Monday Night Football, September 11th in New York City. You can't ask for a better storyline to start. And throw in another little sprinkle of salt. Aaron Rodgers' debut with the Jets. Last four plays. Unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers tears his Achilles tendon. Gone for the season for sure. The Jets that were some people, in fact, my pick of the year for going to the AFC Championship / winning the AFC, going to the Super Bowl, they're out. But I think outside of the how bad, Dimitri, real quick, are you really sad for Aaron Rodgers? Is this kind of karma? I hate to say it like that. And then I got to talk about Josh Allen real quick. Josh Allen, cover of Madden. Everyone knows about the Madden curse. But this is getting worse and worse each year. He is not progressing. He's regressing. Four turnovers. Buffalo, get nervous. You should get really nervous.
Whew, that's a lot thrown at me, Mitch, and I think I caught every single ball that you've
you
launched.
You got it. You're fine.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Sports Show on the CJSW 90.9 FM University Station, greatest station on the planet. Mitch is throwing me the Monday Night Football game, really, right, in a nutshell.
It was the entire NFL season.
Listen, you could not ask. You know, the NFL is great at strategy and placing games. I have to recap what you said in the sense that the brilliance and the sheer magnitude of what was really happening Monday night, September 11th, as you say.
Yeah.
New York is playing.
That's what I'm saying.
The New York Jets with the new Aaron Rodgers, the new team, the new look, the new belief.
Everything.
Everything was just perfect. Yeah. Look, four plays. This is a tragedy. You know, when you have your friends, everyone, as we've said minutes ago, we're huge Packers fans.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, the text messages and the lines blow up. Oh, you guys must be happy. Serves you right. Nah, I'm not like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Mitch is not like that.
We're not like that.
We want to see people compete. We want to see the best play. I'm still an Aaron Rodgers fan.
Same with me.
You know, like, he was my favorite player for many years, and really, he still is.
Right.
The idea, though, is this happening to anyone is absolutely and utterly unfortunate. Don't like to see it. He's done for the year. The Jets are done for the year. Any opportunity, unfortunately, that they did have in order to make that big run in comparison to the other teams is out the window, with the exception that somehow a fire gets lit under Wilson's butt.
Right.
And he just goes on a tear. And it might kind of happen.
Maybe.
I don't see it happening.
I don't either.
But if it's going to happen, it's going to be, I didn't want Rodgers coming over here in the first place because I want to be a number one QB. Now I got the shot again. Hey, kid, this is your NFL career.
This is it.
Because you have the ultimate team. I don't disagree with your pick.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets had a grimy defense last year. If you look up the statistics, they were the lowest, if not one of the lowest, in points against. Okay,
right.
This is a grimy defense, and they proved it on Monday night, where they could not, where they kept the game tight,
right,
to be able to win.
Yeah,
a little bit of good luck,
some
nice little punt return.
It was okay,
but I agree with you, a regression of one Mr. Allen. Listen, I don't care. I don't care if Aaron Rodgers is on this team.
Yeah.
Let's just say Aaron Rodgers didn't get injured. Allen, you have been the golden child for way too many years, and you should be doing nothing but getting better. I'm sorry, but this was a bigger loss for Buffalo than it was for the Jets, because at least the Jets will go home and still be the Jets.
That's right.
And still have building blocks and promise. That's where their organization is at. You, Buffalo, you're supposed to have a Super Bowl already.
Supposed to. This was the year again. This was the second time around. So it wasn't last year when it should have been last year. It's this year. But when you can't even beat the Jets, who lost Aaron Rodgers, like, we're talking about the air out of a balloon. Okay.
And you guys couldn't. Was it four interceptions or four turnovers?
Four turnovers. Three interceptions from the same guy.
Yeah.
So I'm not the biggest NFL guy. Well, I am, but I'm not. Just stop throwing to that guy. Right. He obviously knows you. He caught more passes than guys on your team. That's all I was just saying.
Gee, let me guess. We're throwing to Diggs, right? Is that what we're doing?
That's what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, last week after the show, you know, or during the show, pardon me, you know, we're talking, and I mean, my five-star pick of the week comes through. Glory. Atlanta making me look like a genius. And I say to myself, how am I going to look like a genius this week, right? Week two, this is where it gets a little wonky sometimes. Some, you know, because it's only the second game of the season. Ladies and gentlemen, I just cut down the Buffalo Bills, but they're taking on Vegas in Buffalo. Vegas doesn't go to Buffalo. When you go to Buffalo, it's tough. Bills Mafia, it's 8 points. You know what? This is where Buffalo, Josh Allen, you got to win this game, and you have to cover the spread. Why? Because if you don't, it's over. You might as well meet up Aaron at the Mount Sinai, sit down next to him, and just hang out, because you ain't going to do anything else.
Mm-mm.
Take Buffalo, minus the 8.
Really?
That's my 5-star.
What are you looking at, my non...
5-star.
Oh!
Pick of the week.
Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Mitchell.
What you got?
I don't bring notes with me. I go off the cuff.
What?
But if I did, right. I would know that you stole my notes.
I did.
Because as we're talking about the Buffalo Bills,
yeah.
As we're talking about a team that's under leveraged, the woulda, coulda, shouldas,
right.
You got them on the spread?
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
What?
I got them on the money line as the money-making matchup of the week. Listen, Mitch is a little too aggressive. He does this off the rebounds. It's like someone who's trying to have an over-aggressive portfolio. Sure, you did good 1 year, but what? You want to go and erase your gains? Consistency is key. Money line, money-making matchup of the week. Bills.
Are we in collaboration again? We're collabs.
What's going on here? We've been complimenting each other before
the
show.
I don't like this at all.
We've been too friendly.
Mind you, next week's show,
It's big. You know what I noticed about you?
Yeah.
You know what I noticed? Not you. I can't put this on you.
Okay, don't put
You know what I noticed about me and you?
Sure.
Together,
right.
We are, it's magical. It's theatrical.
It really is.
It's fantastic.
It's quite fun behind the scenes.
When we're around other people.
Right.
We're awkward with each other. We got to make fun of each other. It's the funniest dynamic.
But people love it, though. That's the way it is, you know?
It's the show away from the show.
That's true. But you know what the best part of the show? Maybe second best.
Mm.
Rapid banter. Here we go. Dak Prescott had to be sedated for 11 hours while getting a tattoo. What's harder to do, win a Super Bowl or getting an 11-hour tattoo?
Not bad. The Giants were sedated for three.
Germany beat Serbia and are now the world champions in basketball. Germany or the Denver Nuggets?
Dust champions.
What? Crazy, crazy. Unbelievable.
That was crazy.
I got to give them some props. You know, well done, Germany. I got to give it to you. I'm a little nervous about Germany winning anything. I got to be honest with you. In Portugal, a wine tank broke, spilling over 2.2 million liters of wine into the street. Is this just another example of global warming?
What a party.
That, you know, if you're just sitting there, imagine you're having a cigarette or you're hanging out, and then all of a sudden the streets turn to wine. I mean, I'm scared, but I'm excited. I don't know what to
do. How are you going to one-up Jesus like that?
You know what? That's a big one.
We're not turning the water into the wine at the wedding. Let's do the streets.
David Wells, ex-Blue Jay and Yankee, says that players that even though they get paid big money, if they're not playing well, they should go down to the minors. Yes or no?
Yes.
Novak Djokovic won the U.S. Open sponsored by Moderna. Good movie or I've seen this?
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on this one.
That's pretty good.
Last one. Mr. Calgary Flame, Lanny McDonald. He hit a hole in one at the Calgary Flames Charity Golf Classic. Yeah, baby. Or, damn it, I got to buy all the drinks now.
Number one in the hole, number one in your heart.
Absolutely. Well done, Mr. McDonald. Well done. Here we go. Off the pass or fail.
Ooh.
I started the show off with the little Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, sports celebrity couple. Guess what? We're doing sports celebrity couple.
Love
it's it. Pass or fail. Sports celebrity couples, old and new.
Got it.
All right. Here we go. You got Curtis Conway and a fella who's married to Lila Ali.
Pass. Yeah.
I would say not pass.
Why
no
not?
Pass.
Why not?
Because if it wasn't for her dad, Muhammad Ali,
sure.
We wouldn't know who she is. And Curtis Conway was, I would say, mid-par wide receiver.
Yeah, but
receiver.
I like it. I like a I middle. Hold on a sec. I like a middle of a pack type scenario here.
I get
you. No controversy.
Dimitri, if they walk into the room, we don't know who they are.
Fair enough. There people know who we are.
Lance Armstrong, Sheryl Crow back in the day.
Oh, that was pass
That's
all day.
That's pass
long.
All
That's
day.
That's great TV.
That's pass all day. Here's still a super couple, David Beckham and Victoria Beckham.
How do you not give them a pass?
They've
lasted the test of time here.
As of right now, on this show, I'm putting them number one. Hold on, we're not done. Right now, for a second, they're at number one.
Okay. Fair enough.
Tom Brady and Giselle.
Ooh, that's a fail.
That's a fail now.
That's a fail.
They're not number two now.
They're at number two.
They're at number
two. The power couple
they
rankings.
They were one for a long, long time. Number one in the power rankings. Here's one. Mike Fisher and Carrie Underwood.
I'm going to go pass.
Pass this one?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go pass. I like this one.
I like
one.
This one too. Very attractive couple. They walk in a room, you're like, that is a good looking couple.
Wholesome couple.
Wholesome couple.
Great.
Yeah. Dustin Johnson and Paulina Gretzky.
You know what? I got to go fail here.
What?
Yeah, there's something that I don't get about this.
No. They now are number one on my list. They just moved up to the power ranking number one on my list.
Okay.
If you're going to talk about Paulina, you got to talk about her mom and her dad, Wayne Gretzky and Janet Gretzky.
Not enough for me.
What? Again?
No, I'm going to go fail for this one.
No, no. But Canada literally shut down to watch the wedding on TV.
Yeah, but I there's no controversy. What?
Nah, nah,
what?
Nah.
Hold on a second.
They're number one.
No, Mitch. Mitch, power couples, you need a little bit of the limelight. What? They gambled with Rick Tockett once? That's not enough
for
me.
Hey, you watch your mouth
on
this podcast.
That's not enough for me.
You watch your mouth on this podcast. Last one. Here's one for you. Phil Jackson and Jeannie Buss, owner of the Lakers. He was the coach. She's the owner.
That's just a pass. That's a big power move right there.
That's
championships, payrolls, LeBrons, Kobe's, Jordan. You name it, you got whatever you want.
You got it.
Just like you got CJSW 90.9 FM. You're listening to The Sports Show. Thank you very much, everyone. Episode 272. One for the books. We got to shove it in the locker. We got to run. We got to hit the showers. Thank you.
Boom. See you guys. Joe DiMaggio, Marilyn Monroe. Ooh. Hey, where's Marilyn? Oh, she's at the President's birthday party.
What?
Why didn't I get invited?